702.
What's gone viral?
With Kabazela.
All right, time now to focus on the world of viral content. Kabazela, a happy Friday to you, my friend.
Good morning to you, Bele. Always good on a Friday.
Indeed it is. Tell me, Adele reveals her most prized possession.
Yes, so, I mean, she's on a massive publicity drive at the moment, as you can imagine, because she's released that single and her album is coming out early November. So she did a big interview with Vogue, and this interview is called 73 Rapid Fire Questions. So what they do is they go into somebody's house,
yeah,
and then they just sort of fire these 73 questions to, yeah, the person and they answer. So all the other stuff was pretty interesting and nice to hear, but when it got to what her most prized possession is, I was like, wow, okay, Adele, all the money in the world, you could imagine it would be something very, very expensive, but just something really bizarre. So she's a massive, massive fan of Celine Dion. And she has a piece of Celine Dion's gum that Celine Dion chewed and then disposed of. And it's framed.
No, man, no.
That's her most prized possession. So let's take a listen to her audio and the story behind the piece of Celine Dion's chewing gum.
What's the proudest possession that you own?
It's actually inside. Let's go in.
Okay, let's see. In the meantime,
yes.
How about some British this or that questions? Okay, Blur or Oasis?
Blur.
Noel or Liam?
Definitely Liam, without a doubt.
Prince William or Prince Harry?
Prince Harry.
Spicy. Spice Girls or the Beatles?
I mean, that's a bit unfair, but I'm going to go with Spice Girls.
By the way, what's the most impressive thing about the Spice Girls?
They really don't care. They really, really, really don't care about anything. And I can think just their brashness and stuff like that, I think.
Okay, what do we have here?
It's pretty amazing.
All right. Celine Dion's gum.
That's right.
What's going on here?
James Corden, who's a friend of mine but also does carpool karaoke, which I did, he did it with her and knew how much a fan of her I was. And so he made her spit her gum into a piece of paper and he framed it for me. And it's my proudest possession.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah, really bizarre. So, yeah, I mean, I suppose, you know, if you're rich, you can do what you want, really. So the question this morning, Bongles, is do you have a proud or most prized possession that when somebody comes over to your house, you love to show it off? And it doesn't have to be anything, you know, extravagant. It could be something so sentimental or you know, it has some really good meaning.
I think let's include that. We're not looking for expensive.
Yes.
Let's include sentiment, right?
Yes.
As the guiding or the rule, right? Tell us your most sentimental prized possession and the story behind how you got it, right? Is it an heirloom? Is it something that was passed on to you? Your most prized possession, but there must be sentiment behind the story. All right, tell me about this parenting fail.
So Mila Kunis, married to Ashton Kutcher, she was on a segment that Ellen DeGeneres has called Parent Confessions. So she spoke about this incident where her young daughter came home from school one day and she said that another school pupil had pushed her. Now, if you're a parent, you probably can relate to this and you've probably had this situation happen. So when the little daughter revealed this to Mila Kunis, her automatic response was, well, did you push her back? And as soon as she said that, she saw Ashton look at her and he then sort of gave her the nod and said no. And then she goes further on to say that this was probably a big parenting fail of her because she probably shouldn't have said that. So a lot of people have seen this online and have agreed with her to say, well, you know, you said the right thing. And others maybe not have agreed. So I also wanted to ask this question this morning. If your child has come back from school and has said to you that they were bullied or pushed by somebody, et cetera, and you instinctively saying to them, well, you know, next time that happens, you go back and you push them back. What happened? Did you tell the child to stand up for themselves and did it work? I want to hear those stories as well. Did it actually make a difference or did it make the situation worse?
Is fight back good advice when your child is being bullied? What do you advise your child? What works? What does not?